The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
A new Dart station. The first new station actually in 15 years. And it's between Shankill in South Dublin and Bray in County Wicklow. It has been operating since Sunday, and our reporter Megan O'Halloran has been to it. Woodbrook is the name of it, to get the reaction of commuters.
My name's Kieran Devitt. I'm the station manager for Bray. Woodbrook falls under my remit, so I'll be looking after the station from today onwards.
What does it mean, I suppose, for the area to have that extra station?
Well, it's great. There's so much development going on in this area, and it's quite a big gap between Bray and Shankill. So even for people that originally lived in other areas nearby, it actually possibly makes their commute easier. We've around 1,200 units planned, with a couple more hundred units as well possibly being put in the future. So as you can see, there's 400, I believe, occupied at the moment, and as you can see from the turnout today, it's probably going to be a popular station.
Very exciting to see everyone here for the new Dart station, and I actually do have some friends who live here, and they're delighted they'll be able to go into town to work on the Dart, and it'll just make their lives so much easier being able to use the public transport rather than having to drive all the time.
What does it mean, I suppose, for the area? Is it presumably a very positive thing?
Yes, definitely. Especially with no car, my car broke, so it's much handier now for us with the kids to get it from transport.
I am acting relief CX manager for Dart. So, we're just down today, obviously, because the minister's here and we've got the new station opening. A historic moment, obviously, because I think there was a station here 100 years ago, nearly, on the old Harcourt line branch. So, it's nice to open it up again for the community. We weren't expecting this many people today. You know, like sometimes when you hold something like this on a Tuesday, you'll just have the kind of dignitaries and, you know, a couple of managers. But today, having it on a Sunday and having it as a family event, it went down really well. Yeah. Pretty happy with the turnout.
Oh, no, it's absolutely fantastic. Really love being able to commute into town on the Dart for work when needed. Super handy. And great for also just commuting with the kids, because they love the fun of getting on the Dart and even going one stop down to Bray to see swans. So,
I just think it's so funny. My mum, when she moved into the area many years ago, she was here for the Dart actually opening, and now they get to be here for this. So it's not every day a new train station opens. Wonderful.
Are there a lot of swans in Bray? Was he going down to Bray to look at swans?
Yeah, he was taking the kids down to look at the swans, and that was their day out, and they were all excited. They had the face paint on. It was great.
Is that a thing people do, go to Bray to look at swans?
Apparently so. I've never done it, Kieran.
Yeah, well, sorry, it was news to me. Anyway, Megan O'Halloran, if you haven't guessed, is with me in studio. So largely positive, it sounds like, the reaction.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, for people in the area, it's great to have that option. I think, really, from chatting to people over the last few days, the willingness to use public transport is kind of overwhelming. They want to use it. It's just there is some maybe issues there. Like, obviously, having a new Dart station, it connects more people in that area. Housing estates nearby. It's great for the area, but there is also kind of mixed reactions when it comes to public transport in general.
We use public transport all the time, yeah.
What's your opinion of public transport in Ireland?
Well, let's put it this way. It won't get any better, it won't get any worse. It can't get any worse for a start, but they're getting there, you know. Slowly, like, they're getting there, you know. I use it all the time because I'm a pensioner and I have a free pass. So they're okay. They're doing what they have to do, and that's it, you know.
What services do you use?
I use them all. I use the double. It was the buses, the Dart, the Lewis. Mainly buses, you know. It's handy, like, with the pass they have. It can go anywhere in the country, you know. Saves a good few pound.
Yes, I do, and I think it's very good. And I'm very happy that they dropped the fare on the buses. Yeah, very useful.
Do you use public transport, and what's your experience?
Do it all the time.
What's your experience of public transport?
Brilliant.
Lewis is the greatest invention of all time.
I used it for the first time yesterday.
And what was your opinion of it?
It was lovely. Grant got me from where I wanted to be to here. There's no point driving a car to Dublin anymore, so yeah, very happy with it.
No, I don't use it. I have a car. But I think that they could improve a big, big, big time. Like, considering all the different countries across Europe, like, they all have undergrounds you can get from A to B without having to get 3 or 4 buses. So I think the transport is something that really needs to be improved. Like I would sooner pay a tenner an hour in parking than go around the city on public transport. You can't pay with cards. Like, I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. Like, can't pay with cards. Like you have to go and buy a leap card. Like I work in the city centre, and the amount of tourists that come, they have to come and ask me for coins because they don't even take notes. Like, yeah, come on, wake up. Stop spending money stupidly on plants and decor everywhere. Like, put it something useful.
I'm not having someone introduce the plants. The plants are innocent in all of this, but she has a point about tap on, tap off and how long that has taken. At the other end of the spectrum, your man said the Lewis is the greatest invention of all time. So there are issues to be resolved,
take it. Yeah, absolutely. And as a commuter myself, I live in Dublin at the minute, but also I'm from rural Ireland, and kind of chatting to people at Euston Station, Connolly Station, coming up and down to Dublin over the last few days. That's one of the issues. It's rural Ireland. There's a lack of services there to get them, you know, to the local towns, and then obviously to use Irish Rail. I kind of really got the sense that ghost buses, delays to the services, cancellations, antisocial behaviour, that's what we're really seeing. Even myself using Bus Éire and buses, it just sometimes is impossible to book online. It's frustrating, and yeah, this is what other commuters had to say.
Actually, we had so much experience with public transport this morning. I think it's good when you're in the cities, but it's not very good when you're in the countryside. Like, I'm from Clare, so it's pretty hard to get around the west of Ireland, I would say. And like, once you're kind of this side, it's easier. So it just depends where you are, I think.
And do you use it often when you're up here?
Well, I go to school in Belfast, so I use it to go up and down. Like, I use it to go up and down home a lot.
And do you think there's improvements that can be made? Like you mentioned, rural Ireland, maybe we're lacking services there. What improvements would you like to see?
I think more bus routes, maybe connecting the trains up a little bit more. Like, you have to go to Dublin if you want to go to Belfast or the north at all, so it'd be nice if you got like trains around the west of Ireland, kind of down the coast.
I think the train system in Ireland has improved immeasurably over the last 20 years. I think everybody's starting to use it now and realise how good it is.
I was planning to try and travel to Kerry, but unfortunately I've actually missed time my train. Okay. And stuck here now till 1 o'clock.
And if we had a few more trains,
but I wouldn't be stuck here now, not knowing what to do for the next 3 hours.
How are you going to kill time?
It's a bit early for a point, isn't it?
All right. I won't ask what time it was. He was thinking about a pint. But the issue of the delays and these famous ghost buses that we hear about, I mean, how common is that?
It is really common. You know, even myself during a week, it maybe happens a few times in the week. Also, the boards, not very accurate. That's kind of something that I heard repeatedly. Or they don't show up at all. You're standing at the bus stop waiting, only to be there late to your destination. So I think that's one of the things. And then obviously the lack of Apple Pay and the tap on. It's people losing their leap card maybe multiple times and then being stuck. And tourists coming in as well that don't know and are maybe hopping on with cash, €50. There's no change. So that's kind of them stuck. That's maybe the most common things that people would like to see changed with the buses.
Do you use public transport often?
I'm a bit of a tourist anyway. I'm just up from Cork for the weekend, so anytime I'm up here I always use it.
And what about down in Cork?
Brutal.
Really?
Yeah. They're trying, but I live outside of the city, so we find it very hard to get around anywhere. There's all talk about a new tram system coming in. I'd say it won't be there for another 20 years.
When you're trying to get from maybe here to your local station to get up to Dublin, is there like links for people that don't drive, I suppose?
There would be. It'd be an effort. Like from where I live to get to, let's say, to get a train up, I'd have to leave my car in a local village to get a bus to the city, to get to the train station, to get up here. So it could take me 7 or 8 hours to get from my house to Dublin. So otherwise you drive up in 2.5 hours.
Yeah, so I do use the Lewis and the bus a lot. There's a Lewis station right around the corner from here. But the bus is sort of another situation.
And when you say the bus, it's Dublin bus that you'd be using?
Yeah. Pretty often they'd be like, they'd be quite late or they don't show up at all. So we have ghost buses and things.
what changes would you like to see?
Well, I would say probably the biggest one that I think a lot of people would also agree with is being able to tap with your phone. I know it's available in other countries. I think it's available in London, so it'd be really great to do that. Just, you know, if you haven't had time to top up your Leap card or whatever it might be, and if people lose their Leap card, it'd be handy to have the option to tap with your phone. And I guess just like, even just like the live boards and things like that, they're sometimes quite inaccurate. I guess the issue more so, not that it's inaccurate, but it's just like when you expect the bus to come at a certain time and then it doesn't show up, it is kind of annoying.
Have you ever experienced any antisocial behaviour on public transport? And I suppose, as a young woman, do you feel safe?
I would say most of the time, I would probably avoid taking the bus really, really late anyway. It's mostly people, you know, teenagers who are making a lot of noise or being disrespectful to other passengers and maybe the bus driver as well. I don't really take the bus too late at night to feel super unsafe, but I have seen antisocial behaviour on the bus before, for sure.
What are your experiences? What would improve public transport, actually? That's the question I want to put to you. Is it greater frequency, greater reliability? Is it return of the tea trolley? Is it, as Megan says, the tap on, tap off payment? The big issue that lots of people mentioned, is it transport police to deal with antisocial behaviour? What would improve things for you? 087 1400 106. Megan O'Halloran, thank you very much for that report.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.